Okay, we are picking up for the Gemara Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We are 6 lines from the bottom with the words of Amar Rabba. So the Gemara is quoting a qualification of the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and our Mishnah. Again, we had a case where, according to the Mishnah, it says because we explain that Beis Hillel hold of the Svara that Neder Shehutar Miktasa Hudar Kulo, that is the opinion of Beis Hillel. So now Rabba qualifies this and he says, Dekuli Alma, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree, Kol Hecha De Amar Ilu Aisi Odea She'aba Beinechem, had I known that my father was amongst all you guys over there, Hayisi Omar Kulchem Asurin Chutz Me'aba, I would have said my original formulation that all of you are forbidden except for my father. So then if that was his intention, Dekulan Asurin Va'aviv Mutar, in that case, all of them are going to be Asur and his father would be permitted. Because in this case, even Beis Hillel, the Chiddush is that even according to Beis Hillel, everybody would agree that the part of the nether is not going to be chal as the part regards to his father, but the rest of the nether would be chal, because in this case, the madir saying that he had known his father was among them, he wouldn't have changed the ikar nusach of the nether, but he would have just added a tnai to it that giving the exception to his father. So this is not a point of, the Ran points out, this is not considered a neder hutar miktaso utar kulo, because you're not really rejecting the neder, you're accepting the neder, you're just adding a point to it that your father should be mutar. So therefore, your original stance is ki'ilu standing, and therefore, your father is just excluded from that, but everybody else should still be usher. That is the shita base Hillel as well over here. They would agree to Beis Shammai in that case. So what's the machlokes? So says the Gemara, lo nechaku, ela isu ilua yisi odea, be'omer ilua yisi odea sh'aba mineem. Had I know that my father was amongst you, ha'isi omer ploni ploni asurin v'aba muta. I would have changed the whole nusach, and I would have said that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, you guys are usher, my father is permitted. So in this case, the entire neder is completely disregarded with regards to his father, meaning even regards to other, the wording of the neder now needs to be changed. He's saying that you would have changed the whole nusach and changed the entire nusach and neder. So in that case, that's why this would be the machlokas. The Mishnah Adaf Samech Vav told us that when it comes to a neder shemiktar kulo, miktaso, hutar kulo, that is the shita of Rabbi Akiva, even though he was after the time Beis Hillel. He held the same. Apparently the ruling of Beis Hillel, we didn't really realize it, and that would have been, we're establishing what the shita Beis Hillel was. So that's what we're saying right now. Okay, fine. So now, turning on to next Amud, we're on Chavav Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, that we have Machlokes, Rava Amar, Dekule Alma Kolhecha Da'amar Ilo Yisi Adea She'aba Menechem. Everybody agrees that where I say, had I known my father was amongst you, what would I have said? Hayisi Omer Ploni Uploni Asurin V'aba Mutar. I would have changed my nusach and said, Reuven, Shimon, you guys are Asur, but my father is Mutar. Kulan Mutarim. In that case, all of them are going to be permitted. For in that case, we're changing the formulation. Everybody agrees that in Eder Hutar Miktaso Hutar Kulo, everybody would agree to that. So that's what we're saying, that everybody would agree to that point, and there'd be no Shaila. Okay. Lo nechagu ela ba'omer ilu ayisi odea sha'aba beinechem. Had I known that my father was amongst you, hayisi omer kulchem asurin chutz me'aba. I would have kept my original formulation of the neder and said, everybody is asur except for my father. In that case, Beis Hillel would hold that even in that case, the neder is going to be batel completely. Whereas Beit Shammai would hold that that's going to be chal. So what's the Yisrael Machlokes? Because Beit Shammai savrila kerbe meyer. Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, the Amar Tfus Lashon Rishon. He says that we go after the first expression that a person uses. That a person who is held accountable for whatever he has concluded. The Machlokas Rabbi Meir Miyosi is based on the Gemara in Tmura. The Gemara in Tmura talks about what is Tmura. Tmura is where a person has a korban that he's designated for, let's say, an Ola or a Shlamim, whatever it might be. And then he realizes, oh wow, you know, I really want to use that korban. So what did he decide? He says, you know what? I'm going to use another animal. I want to eat that animal, shecht it and eat it. It's delicious meat. I'm going to substitute this animal for another animal that I'm going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. That is called Tmura. That is an Isser Deraisa. You're loke on that. And the halacha is in the Torah tells you that both hu utmaraso ye kodesh, that the offering itself that you originally tried to remove from its kedusha to eat it is still kadosh, and the animal as a punishment, ki ilum in the Torah, that you're also the second animal as well are going to be kadosh. So the Mishnah's case is talking about where you have more than one tamura. So Ramera holds that the tamura is going to be a case where you have an ola and a shlamim. So you have tumura of an ola. So then, and then the shlamim, the second tumura is not going to be kadosh. Because then a person said that you said it's going to be tumuras ola, and then you said tumura shlamim. So we go after the original expression, and then we ignore what you said in the end because tafas lashon rishon. So therefore, if once it becomes an ola, it can no longer be a shlamim. So therefore, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says that when a person says tumuras ola v'shlamim and shlamim, so he really means that both designations are going to be held simultaneously. So how do you do that? So you what you do is you have an animal, you let it pasture around, and then it gets a mum, achi rabba mum, and then it's going to be able to be, you can be poda it, and then sold, half being divided in ola and half being a shlamim. So that is the case that that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir are arguing on. So Rav is understanding that according to this, Beit Shammai Beis Hillel are arguing over a case where the Madir says that had he known his father was amongst the group, he would have kept his original formulation, that kulan asurim, and he would have simply added the collation except for my father. Beit Shammai hold that Rabbi Meir is saying that we go after a person's opening expression, and that's the ikar. Therefore, when we say that we're fixing up his lashon, that's essentially nothing is changing, since the ikar point was that all of you are going to be usher to me, and that's exactly what he said originally. The statement that all of you are usher to me is going to be effective with regards to everybody else, and it's not going to be a neder that was batel of all. Therefore, that part is saying in effect. However, Beis Hillel hold with they hold like Rabbi Yossi that even the person is ending words are also should be factored in, just like we have the case of the ola and the shlamim. You have to factor in the fact that he wanted the animal to be a shlamim as well, and you have to wait for it to become a mum and then poda it. So here also, the Madir's final formulation, all of you except for my father, is deemed to be a different formulation altogether, and therefore the original formulation is considered something that you made betos, you made it with a mistake, and therefore it's neder that's batel miktos, so batel kula comes into effect. So this is with Lefei Rava, and Lechora, according to Rava then, even Beit Shammai would agree that a neder should batal miktasa, batal kulo, and Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, only regarding whether this is in the category Bechlal. That's how Rava is understanding the machlokas. So the Gemara is Akasha. Esi, Rav Papa, the Rava, Rav Papa has Akasha based on the continuation of that Mishnah on Samech Vav. Kitzur, Rabbi Akiva, neder shuta miktasa, hutar kulo. What is the case, Rabbi Akiva says, a neder that's batel, it's nullified in part of it, the beginning, and the entire thing is then going to be batel. Kodem shani ne'ne lekulchem. If a person, the Madir says in his neder, a kodem that I will not benefit from any of you. Hutar echad men, hutar kulam. If one of them is going to be permitted, the kodem is going to be batel with regards to one of them, meaning it comes out that the father was there. So then, all of them are going to be permitted. Sha'eni ne'ne, we have over lola that really should be lazeh velazeh. A kodem I benefit from this one or from that one. So, he's specifying the people without realizing that the father was there. Hutar arishon, hutar kulam. Then the first one's permitted, all of them are permitted. Hutar achron, if the last one's permitted, hutar mutar v'kulan asur, and the last one's permitted, all of them are going to be forbidden. So basically, we have three cases. We're going to keep them as number 1, 2, and 3, because we have to keep our heads in these for the hemshech when the Gemara is asking a question. So, again, the Mishnah has 3 points. Number one is, I will not benefit from any of you. If one of them is going to be permitted, all of them are going to be permitted. That's number one. Number two, we have, I'm not going to benefit, right, from Reuven, from Shimon, you specify it. Then if the first one is to be permitted, all of them are going to be permitted. So in both of them, if we have the concept of neder shehutar miktaso, hutar kulo. The third one, if we say that if the last one is to be permitted, so then if you say, and even if you use examples, all the rest of them are going to be usher. Only the last one is going to be permitted. So that's what we're saying over here. So now that's we have case 1, 2, and 3. So now the Gemara points out, Bishlam of the Rabbah. Now I understand, according to Rabbah, who explained that Beit Shammai do not hold at all of the concept of neder shehutar miktasa hutar kulo. So then that makes sense, and Beit Hillel hold that it is. So then Mukim Alarisha to Amar Lazev Lazev. He's going to understand the first part of the mission is referring to where the Madir says that had he known that his father was among them, he would have changed the formulation, said, I will not benefit from this one, I will not benefit from that one. So then, if that's the case, that's really number, question, that's in the first example, that is really, in what we have over here, we have two sections of the Mishnah, right? So the first example and the first ruling of the, is case number two. Rabbi Akiva rules that the neder, which is going to be hutar miktasa, hutar kulo, and Rav Papa is now saying that Rava will explain both cases referring to when the madir understands that he would have changed the nusach of the neder, that's when we have the machlokes. So that's where he's saying that, that's where we're learning the king. So since the madir would have changed its formulation, Rabbi Akiva is understanding that the neder, which is going to be hutar miktasa, is going to be completely completely null and completely void. So that's what we're understanding. Because he would not have wanted it, because he doesn't want to exclude his father from the group. So then that Rabbi Kiva is teaching us that the opposite will be true also. That the change in formulation from this one and from that one to accept all of you and accept my father, that's also important to the Madir. And that's why this would be the case according to Rabbah. V'seifa damar l'kulchan. And in the seifa, so meaning in the third part, then that would be referring to when the Madir says, from any of you. Both initially and after discovering that his father was there. So then since he doesn't change the nusach, everybody would agree, even Beisela of Rabbi Akiva, that the only part that's going to be batal is regards to his father. That's case number three, where we said that's the formulation, which if his father was last, then we will include everybody else is still going to be usher, and only his father is going to be mutter. So that's what we're understanding right now. So the Gemara says, Ela l'didach, but according to Rava, so I understand really case one or case two. So then we can understand that the Mishnah is talking about where he says all of you, even after discovering that his father was amongst them. So that Rav is going to be able to explain that even if he had known that his father was there, he would have just said, "I'll not benefit from any of you," and then he would have added, "except for my father." So that explains why only Rabbi Akiva would hold the neder is going to be batel, and the Rabbanan would disagree, because the Rabbanan over there is like Beit Shammai apparently. They would hold that the neder is going to be chal, because that's not called a neder shehutar miktasa hutar kula, because that's not the formulation which is allowed to be considered a neder shehutar miktasa hutar kula. So ela seifa, turning on to the next time, manel chafav amad beiz, ela seifa to amar lazev lazev. But how are you going to explain case number two, actually, over here? Usually seifa should be number three, but here, apparently, it's referring to the middle case, case number two, that when a case where he says, because that's where the case where you have lazel is that, from this one and from that one. So the Mishnah says that that the Madir says, I'm not going to benefit from this one and from that one, it refers to a case where he says that this is what he would have said had he known that the father was in the group. Originally, it said, I will not benefit from any of you. So that's what we're referring to over here. So that's seifa is a little bit, I'll say lavdafka, but you have to say it's a little bit not meduyak, and not, it's lavdafka. So what do we say, Rabbi Akiva? Hey, you're going to tell me that specifically, Rabbi Akiva, on my plea, Rabbanan level. Why would the Rabbanan disagree in that case, according to Rava? In that case, the Madir says that he would have changed his formulation. Everybody should agree that it's going to be batal completely. So why then does the Mishnah present it as a case which only Rabbi Akiva is saying that it's a neder shehutar miktasa utar kulo, when really it should be everyone? So basically, that's the kasha on Rava. So the Ran just points out that it seems to be a little bit difficult of a question. Why did Rapapa not explain that Rav understands that case number two is just like case number one? Just as Rabba explained that both, one and two refer to a case where the Madir could have changed his formulation, so too Rav is going to say the same exact way, that the person could have changed his formulation. So Lechora, this is a very big question on why isn't a very simple answer for Rav. What's Rav Papa Bichal asking? So the Ran answers basically, the Ran wants to answer that the Gemara couldn't have said that according to Rava, both 1 and 2 are going to be the same, because that only was going to work according to Rava, who explains that 1 and 2 are both referring to the case that the Madir would have changed his original formulation. That works according only to Rava. However, according to Rava, we can't tell us that the person is originally changing his formulation, but if they're going to be the same exact case where the person would have retained his basic formulation, and then the only machlokes is, do we say neder shukta mitzoso, that lechora can't be said according to Rava, and therefore, that's why Rava has this kasha and not Rava. That's what the Ran points out. So now, again, we're pointing out, just to get our bearings back, Rav Papa saying that this is divrei hakol mutar. So the Gemara says, Rava amrele Rava, Rava ule Rava Rabbi Akiva minicha. But according to Rava, how he explains the shitas, so how is it that it's any better? Seifa b'may mukimla. How is Rava going to explain the next part of the Mishnah, what we're calling part three? Damar l'kulchem, as referring to where the person says, from any of you, both initially and after discovering that his father was among them, we're assuming that's what Rav Papa meant, and that's what Rava would explain. Hey din vehei rishon, which one is the first one? Vehei din achron, which one is going to be considered the last one? Rav Papa explained according to Rava that number two is referring to where The Madir could have changed his nusach. He could have changed the formulation, which is why Rabbi Akiva holds that the neder is going to be batel. Whereas section number 3 is where we're talking about you could have kept the original formulation, which is why Rabbi Akiva would agree that it's going to be a valid neder. But if that's the case, it makes no difference whether the one who is going to be from, is the exception to the father, is the first one or the last one. Right? The first one, last one should just say one of them, and you should be able to then have that point. So then the first one and the last one, who cares if that's the point? Let the Mishnah just say that both of them is accepted as the one who's making the neder. So says Gemara, Ela Resha de Amar Lekulchem. Rather, we're talking about the case where Rabbi says that the first part of the Mishnah is where you say, I'll not benefit from any of you. And then he discovered that his father was amongst them, and Rabbi Akiva is telling us that since the neder is batel with regards to his father, it's also batel lekula. According to Rabbi, this would apply even where he's telling us where you kept the original formulation. And then, according to Rabbi, this would apply only where he says it, where you're changing the original formulation. That's the machlokas. So says the Gemara, so then v'seifa kegon shetalan zebazeh, and the last part of the Mishnah is going to be where you make it one is totally on the other. V'amar ploni keploni ploni keploni. This one is going to be like this one, and this one is going to be like that one. So the Madir says in that point that number one should be azardim, and number two should be like number one, number three like number two, and so on and so forth. And then the Mishnah is telling us that in the second part, the Madir is going to be batel with regards to the first one, in then all of them are going to be permitted, because they were all based on the first one. That's what we're explaining. So says the Gemara, Daika Nami, and also we can explain that this is correct. Disanya, Hutarim Tsoya, the Braisa tells us, really it should be Disnanim, so Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that Heyman Ulamata Mutarin, from him and below are going to be permitted, Ulamala Asurin, but from him and above is going to be Mutarin. The fact that the Mishnah has a number of people sent to be subsequent, that each one is actually Taloy on the other ones, that seems to be exactly what our Mishnah is telling us. Fine, so that's where we're good, we've just answered that question. Now the Gemara is going to present another question on Rava though. Esive Rav Adabar Avale Rava, says the Mishnah now, Konem Batzal Shani Toem Shabatzal Rala Lev. A person says, Konem onions with respect to me eating them, because onions are very bad for my heart. Amru Lov, Allah Kufri Yafil Lev. What do you mean? The Kufri onions are very, very good for the heart. Hutar, but Kufri, in that case, he's permitted to eat the Kufri. Velova Kufri, Hutar, not just Kufri, Ella, but Kola Batzalad, because that's going to be a classic Neder Shehutar Mikhtasuk, Hutar Kulo, and therefore he can eat all types of onions. His Neder is considered not Chal. Actually happened, Rabbi Meir was matir all type of onions. So now Rav Adar Bar Ava is asking on Rava, my love, Damar Ilo Yisyadeh Shakrufi Yafele Leiv. Hey, Yisrael, Kol Batalim Sutz of Rakrufi. Mutar, I would have said everything else is aser because those aren't good for my heart, and onions are going to be mutar. In that case, where the original formulation would have been kept, according to you, Rava, you would say that Beit Shammai would hold with, like Rav Meir, that we would hold at the first expression and do not consider it a neder, and it's and do not consider it a neder that is going to be considered batel. It's really reasonable to assume that the opposite Rav Meir would agree with Beit Shammai, yet the Mishnah doesn't seem to understand that the Rabbi Meir is going to be Lashita's Beit Shammai, and even though it's Lechora a question over here, Rav Meir doesn't hold like Beit Shammai. So the Gemara says, lo. The Mishnah is not referring to a case that the Madir says is original formulation. Rather, Omer ilo yisiyodea she'akufri yefe lelev. If I had known that the kufri is good for the heart, ayisi omer batzal ploni aploni asurin, I would have changed my formulation and said this type and this type are asur. The kufri mutter and the kufri is going to be permitted. And the Madir over here would change his formulation. Rav is going to hold that everybody would agree that netter is going to be batzal miktasa batzal kulo. That's how Rava understands it. Rabbi Meir is permitted the Madir to eat tall type of onions is according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. So therefore, there is no kasha. According to Rabba, however, who never understood that Beit Shammai is without of Rameir, Rameir holds with Rabbi Akiva, and the Madir could have changed his original formulation, is going to be considered a neder that it's batel miktasa, batel kula. So says the Gemara, another kasha, and Lava, Esive Ravina Lava. There is an edit that part of it is permitted and part of it is going to be usher. Kate said, how do we have this? Someone says he's not going to eat a whole basket that he has in front of him, figs turning on to the next level now. And he discovered that there was a b'no shuach. They're considered a spitz, a very, very amazing type of figs to eat. Had I known that there was b'no shuach, these very fancy, expensive dates, figs there, I wouldn't have made my nether. How kalkala asr? So the answer, the halach over there is that the other figs in the basket are going to be, remain asr. But no shruch mutaras. Achabar Rikiva v'lima neder shur. That's what they thought originally. Rikiva is what he's talking about. That's a classic neder. That part of it has become the beginning. Well, that's a shayla. Part of it is nullified. The entire thing is nullified as well. So the Gemara says, my love, the Amar ilo yisir desh and neshruch b'soicha. Ravina is continuing the kash and rover now. Isn't it lachora a case where he says, had I known that there was no shruch in it, ayisi omer te'enim shchoros levonos asuros, I would have changed my original formulation, said the black ones The black figs and the white figs are going to be aser, and b'nai shuach are going to be mutter, and they're going to be mutter. And so Rabbanan, Rabbi Akiva, he applied Rabbanan. Yet it's clear that specifically the Shita Rabbi Akiva in that case, where the Rabbanan are seemingly going to argue with that. The Braisa says the Rabbanan is going to be the Shita by Rabbi Nasan, told us the Nether is not going to be Bata until Rabbi Akiva came and argued with him. But according to you, Rava, who says that where the Madir would have changed his original formulation, everybody agrees that we're going to say, a Nether Shuktar Mitasu Hutar Kulo, even the Rabbanan should agree. Or the Mishnah seems to imply that's not the case. So says the Gemara, Rava answers this question as well. Lo. The Mishnah is not referring to a case where the Madir would have changed the original Nosach. Rather, Ba'omer Ilu Yisya Deah Shemot Shuach B'Seicha. He's talking about a case where he says, had I known that the B'no Shuach were there, Hayisimer Kol HaKakala Asura, that the entire basket is Asur B'no Shuach Mutar, B'no Shuach is going to be Mutar. So therefore, we have avoided the question because that you are keeping the original formulation is the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that is not considered Netar Shehutar Miktasa Hotar Kulo because we hold only if a person is going to be changing the formulation of his first words. Rabbi Kiva says that even there is going to be Netar Shehutar Miktasa Hotar Kulo, and that's why there's Taka Machlokas over here. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Man Tana, Mir Tashem, in tomorrow's Daf.